Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming residents traveling asked to quarantine. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. Wyoming residents visiting other places are being asked to quarantine. 15 states and Washington, D.C. are requesting for this. According to Cowboy State Daily, 9 states require tourists from selected other states like Wyoming to quarantine for 14 days. Those states are Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, Hawaii, and Alaska. No word on how this will be enforced in those states. Two nights ago, ABC News reported high Montana COVID hospitalization numbers as the surge continues, particularly in Billings. The report insinuated the Billings clinic was at full capacity, even showing footage of the hospital. I asked Clint Seeger, the chief medical operator, this question and got this response.
I saw a report where in the ICU, you guys were sometimes putting 2-2 room because you're at full capacity. I just want to verify that. Is that true?
So we're having... We're certainly in the middle of a surge of patients, and as patient volumes increase, we're looking forward to how do we have innovative ways to make sure we expand our space. And so things like cohorting patients, 2 patients in an ICU room is one of the things that we're doing. There's several other things we're doing. We're expanding our ICU number of beds, as well as working with our hospitals and our healthcare system to move patients to appropriate levels of care at various hospitals across our region.
Seeger assured me that the Billings Clinic has a great contingency plan in place if they do indeed reach full capacity. Hospitals in Billings are running low on ICU beds when it comes to COVID. St. Vincent in Billings also gave me an update. Here's Michael Skehan, Chief Operating Officer for St. Vincent Healthcare.
We've been running anywhere from 45 to 50 COVID positive inpatients a day, and around 12 of those are in the adult intensive care unit. And even though I gave you the running average, you know, we've definitely exceeded that. We had a high of a couple of days of having 65 COVID positive inpatients on a particular day. We've been working on this for months, as you can imagine, anticipating this. So we do have a pretty good patient surge plan.
That is your Basin Radio Network news update.